always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
A South Carolina woman is recovering from serious injuries after being gored by a wild bison at Yellowstone National Park. Park officials say the animal was defending its space, but lifted the 83-year-old woman about a foot off the ground with its horns. The victim flown to a hospital in Idaho. This latest incident, part of a series of dangerous encounters in recent years between park visitors and wild bisons. Bison have injured more people at Yellowstone than any other animal.
Welcome back to the Tim Jones.
I left that screaming for you.
Chris Arm Show. I appreciate that, Joy. Look, I'm really disappointed here. When I first heard about this story about a person being gored out there, I'm thinking, okay, it's some college kid that's drunk out of his mind and wants to take a selfie, or it's some, you know, young girl, the same college, that's, you know, not thinking stupid. 83 years old, you should know better.
We got to blame this on Kevin Costner, right? I mean, people want to go to Yellowstone because of this show.
83 years old, you should know better not to fool around with wildlife. You leave that stuff alone, which is an interesting segue into our next story, because we're going to see some wildlife this weekend out in Jefferson County. Welcome to the show, Doug Goforth. He's the Jefferson County Rodeo Chairman. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Great, great. Now, you know, you hear all the time when you're out in Yellowstone, out to these parks, leave the wildlife alone. They're wild animals. Don't mess with them. It's crazy to do that. Why are there going to be cowboys and people this weekend riding wild broncos and wild steer?
Because it's one of the most fun parties you can have in the summertime. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, the energy is great. You know, you mentioned it's an awesome segue into this. We had one of our, fortunately no one got gored, but, one of the bullfighters, you know, that helped protect the riders during the bull riding event, which is what the last of the final event of the rodeo of the night. And literally he got rolled across about half of the arena, and we got it on video. It's pretty awesome. He took one for the team, that's for sure.
Doug, I got to tell you, I went to my first rodeo a couple of weeks ago, the St. Francis County Rodeo, and I had the absolute time of my life. I had always wanted to attend a rodeo, but just one of those things I just never did do it, living in St. Louis. Usually when I was younger, you could go downtown and they'd have them at the stadium or something, and haven't done that in a while, but boy, I had a really great time. And you know, the thing that stood out to me the most about the rodeo, besides just the just watching those wild animals and people trying to ride them, is it was apple pie Chevrolet and the American flag at the rodeo. I mean, there was the national anthem played at the beginning. There was the Pledge of Allegiance. They were riding around with flags around the arena. Talk about that aspect of it and just how the rodeo is just a family affair, and just talk about the event in general this coming weekend.
So our rodeo is very similar to the one that you experienced for your first rodeo. It's a Western style rodeo, and it's correct. It's one of the, you know, it's a patriotic event. I mean, we have prayer and everybody there, you know, gives thanks to the Creator that they made it through. I mean, you'll see a lot of times those athletes will kneel and pray before or after a ride. And I mean, and again, it's a place to wear your pride for your country on your sleeve. Literally our fairground shirts that we have for all of our events, we make certain that we have the flag on there, and it's just something that we're proud of. And it's integral to that Western way of life. Mm-hmm.
Talk about the event this weekend. Where can folks get tickets? I'm looking at the flyer here. It's very, very reasonable to attend. It's not like it's a Cardinal game or an NFL game. These tickets are very reasonable.
Yeah. No, it's $15 for adult to get in, and right now all the advanced ticket outlets are done for this year. You'll have to pick them up at the gate. We're in the heart of Hillsboro, which is not that large, but 10349 Business 21, and you can find information on JeffersonCountyFair.net. That's our website that covers both our rodeo and our county fair that we put on in July. But tickets will be at the gate. Parking's free. The Hillsboro School District is gracious enough to let us use overflow parking, and we've got shuttle buses coming from there. Run three shuttle buses each night. They'll run from time the gates open at 5 until we close down at 1 o'clock. It's no parking fees, and you can buy your food there if you wish. Mm-hmm. We do not allow outside beverages, but... Yeah. There's quite a number of vendors this year. We've probably got the most vendors we've ever seen. We've even attracted the Bass Pro Shop folks to come down. We get a lot of corporate sponsors, mm-hmm. but really what's nice is it's community comes together, and these funds flow back out into the community. Backstoppers is a big
excellent
recipient of a lot of our funds. They actually run the mechanical bull for our event. Those monies go back into the Backstoppers organizations. We call it Bucking for Backstoppers. Mm-hmm. And then it's just kind of a big family-friendly fun night.
Mm. We're speaking with Doug Goforth. He's the Jefferson County Rodeo Chairman. This weekend is the Jefferson County, out of the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. There's going to be a rodeo June 7th and 8th. Gates opened at 5 p.m. The rodeo starts at 7 p.m. Two quick questions, Doug. How far is Hillsboro from St. Louis? And I see here Friday and Saturday will be, music. Who do you got on tap?
So, we've got a beer tent. Actually, it was a reconstruction of one of the old airplane hangars from the Chesterfield Valley.
Cool.
Half of it made our big main stage, our big Budweiser main stage, and actually, it's the other half is our refreshments pavilion, if you will. And we got Shannon Cox in there at 9:30 on Friday night, and Jonathan Brady Band. Which is a band out of Festus. They do a great job too on Saturday. And we do have various other local artists that are on kind of a little patio area. Mm-hmm. We've been a recipient. Anheuser-Busch folks bequeath their old beer garden sign from down at the brewery, and that stands guard at our patio. Mm-hmm. And it's made a nice little area for us. So we've got music in a couple of places, and then as you've seen on the flyer, we've got some kids' activities on Saturday. The performance is the same both nights.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be different cowboys. I mean, we pull cowboys from Canada and such. I mean, our rodeo was blessed with a top five rodeo award last year. The rodeo that you saw a couple weeks ago is a PRCA-sanctioned rodeo. Those folks have their finals out in Las Vegas. IPRA is our sanctioning body. That's mm-hmm. the second largest sanctioning body out of Oklahoma, and they have their finals down in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. I'm like, these aren't just some guys that have been drinking a little too much and want to go ride a bull this weekend. These are professional cowboys, the top of the line. And as you said, you guys were a top five IPR rodeo of the year. So this is the real deal, right?
It is, and we put up $18,000 prize money, so these guys chase points, and they chase dollars, and their finals, I believe, is worth about $500,000 that they compete to go to in the finals in February, and my understanding is IPRA is going to eventually make that $1 million event at some point in time, and so it's definitely a growing sport. As you mentioned, we've talked bull riding, but I mean, we've got the full gamut of rough stock in the Bronx, and we got the steer wrestling, which is, I'm not exactly sure why somebody would want to dive off of a horse and tackle something. I hear they practice by riding down a country road on a running board of a truck and jumping off and tackling them. That's how they get ready for that.
Which is a segue into my next question to you, Doug, who we're speaking with Doug Goforth, Jefferson County Rodeo Chairman, the big rodeo this weekend in Hillsboro, the Jefferson County Rodeo. Doug, who is crazier, the rodeo clowns or the cowboys?
Oh, well, I think that the Cowboys.
Rodeo clowns, so though. I mean, you're almost taking one for the team to protect the Cowboy there. That's, you know, pretty dangerous.
They do, and you know, they've all got a job, and you know, there's everybody from the clown, the guy in the barrel, and then there's usually a couple of bullfighters in there that their job is to distract and get the rider off, and then of course then there's the couple of guys that are on the pickup horses that ride alongside that bull or that bronc and give them a place to jump off. So I mean, they definitely all have their jobs, but you know, it's I've been around the animals enough to know that they very much have my respect.
Mm-hmm. My question, Doug, have you ever rode one of these animals?
No. I have. my wife and I have horses, and that's enough for me. I've had the misfortune of being on a horse that decided it didn't want me on there anymore, and that's as close as I've got to rodeo, and that's enough.
You know, the thing that amazed me when I was at the rodeo there in St. Francis County, these are wild animals. They're not tamed in any type of way, but the bulls and the animals know that as soon as they've bucked the person off, they, you know, they do their little dance a little bit around the arena, but they know to go back into the pen. What's up with, I mean, I know they're kind of directed, but they almost know, you know, I've kicked them off. Now I go back to the pen. That's my job.
Exactly. They know their job and they know where their feed's at. But you know, sometimes you get one that's a bit stubborn. You know, it's I guess in some ways it's kind of like our Congress. Occasionally, yeah, you get one that chooses to misbehave, right?
Exactly. All right, Doug, I asked you, how far is Hillsboro from the St. Louis area? And tell us once again about the big rodeo this weekend, how folks can get ticket, website, the whole nine.
So JeffersonCountyFair.net, it's a short 30-ish minute drive from St. Louis. We're probably actually 25 minutes south of the 270 loop, straight down 21, and you'd get off on Business 21 there. And by that time, you'll see probably a few cars in a line, but JeffersonCountyFair.net, $15 at the gate, and we hope to see everybody in Hillsboro.
Well, I will be attending the rodeo this weekend, my second rodeo in 3 weeks, so I feel like I am a pro now. So I am looking forward to it. Doug, I'm looking forward to meet you in person, and I wish the rodeo and all of you much success this weekend.
We appreciate it and look forward to everybody helping us support our causes, our community, and our law enforcement folks.
Thank you so much, sir. That was Doug Goforth. He's the Jefferson County Rodeo Chairman, and they're talking about the big rodeo this weekend at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Hillsboro, Missouri. You can go get more information at JeffersonCountyFair.net.